This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana President Ali has expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, diplomatic relations between India and Guyana have been in place since 1965. India reaffirmed its commitment to an open, fair and inclusive multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization. At the Shanghai Cooperation Organization trade ministers meeting held in Vladivostok yesterday, India also stressed the scope to leverage the SCO's collective strengths for shared prosperity. In a statement, the Commerce and Industry Ministry said the country highlighted the need for export diversification, reduced dependency and building resilient supply chains. India also emphasized the importance of coordinated action to enhance trade flows, address vulnerabilities and support inclusive growth across the region. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today laid the foundation stone for the Center of Excellence for Kiwi Fruit at Kardo in Lower Subansiri District. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that the center will feature protected cultivation, a high-tech nursery, mother and demonstration blocks, R&D, post-harvest and value addition infrastructure, training facilities and essential utilities. He further added that the initiative aims to boost kiwi cultivation, support farmers, strengthen the local economy and position Arunachal as a key kiwi-producing region. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen today announced that Arunachal Pradesh will be participating in the Northeast India Festival scheduled to be held at Santec Singapore Convention and Exhibition Centre from September 20 to 21 next. In a social media post, Meen informed that the state will highlight its rich cultural and economic strengths and also feature captivating performances such as the lion dance, as well as fashion show presenting the unique fabrics and designs of the state. The celebration is a part of the 60th year of India-Singapore diplomatic relations, Meen added. The family members of the 22-year-old woman who died yesterday during treatment at the Tomoruba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan, has alleged gross medical negligence. An FIR has also been lodged at Nahalagan Police Station, accusing TRIMS staff of serious lapses during and after the surgery. Meanwhile, Health Minister Buram Wage has expressed grief over the incident and assured the bereaved family that justice would be delivered. The minister asserted that an inquiry committee will be constituted and a thorough probe will be carried out. The Indian Army, under the aegis of Army Recruiting Office, Jorhat, successfully conducted the Agniveer recruitment rally on Friday at Gyaptong Regional Stadium, Rupa. The rally was organized for shortlisted candidates of Arunachal Pradesh who had earlier qualified in the online common entrance exam. Over 380 aspirants from various districts of the state reported and underwent physical fitness tests, physical measurement tests, documentation and medical examination as per the standards of the Indian Army. In an initiative to promote cultural heritage and unity in diversity, a program themed Know Your Culture and Traditional Attire of Arunachal Pradesh was held today at Ganga Lake, Itanagar. The event featured the traditional dresses of 26 major tribes of Arunachal Pradesh, displayed and made available for visitors to wear, experience and showcase. Organizers informed that from now onwards, the traditional attires of the 26 tribes will be regularly displayed at Ganga Lake, enabling visitors and tourists to connect with the traditions in an interactive way. Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for 13 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain is very likely at isolated places. In archery, India's men's compound archery team made history today by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, edging France 235 for 233 in a thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Vennan and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing to the Netherlands. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.